just so torn by this.
Amen. You know, this life is not easy, is it?
No, it's not.
This life is not easy at all. And I don't see how people make it without turning to Jesus. I really don't. The world is, there's nothing good about the world, because Satan has polluted this world with sin. And there's so much sorrow and suffering and so much greed. I heard this morning about a 74-year-old man down at Riverside just walking his dog, and this man runs up and stabs him and kills him this morning. And I thought, how sad it is that you can't even take your dog outside for a walk. And but we live in a world that's it's waxing worse and worse. And so I say to all of you, when you're out in a crowd of people, you need to always be looking around, because God expects us to look out too. And I thought, man, I'm 73, and this guy was just a year older than me, taking his dog out for a walk, and he can't even do that without some nut coming in and taking his life. But, you know, it's too late to pray for his soul, so we need to be ready ourselves. Amen? Amen. All right, let's sing this song in memory of Naomi and the Seagulls, and we're going to dedicate this song to your request too, Sister Arlene. Amen? Well,
amen. Yes.
Let's do it. I'll fly away. What do you say?
Yes. Go ahead, Miss Nikki.
Well, come glad morning.
Just a little talk with Jesus.
Just a little talk with Jesus clears the You ask.
That's right. It's mighty Savior.
Yes.
Not muscular sclerosis.
And you know what, Pastor Buck?
Come on, Chris.
We're in the hospital this morning. Well, he's the master physician, and I know he ain't ever had no malpractice case against him. Come on.
Well, he may have had a malpractice case, but nobody's ever won. I hope you enjoy this song this morning. Let's worship the Lord. Let's be happy.
Thank you.
Woo! Let's
Thank
be
you.
Happy.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you that you're always there. Thank you.
I love you, Chris.
I love you.
You're my son. I love you, Brother James. Probably too late now. Oh, but I don't worry about that much. I'll have it anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm breathing better. Our cup has overflowed. Thus saith the Lord to you, Miss Battles. Thus saith the Lord. I have seen your faithfulness, and I have seen the times when you so weak that you could barely call upon my name. But you, my child, have called upon my name, and you have not sought the help from others, because you have known that your help comes from me, saith the Lord. Amen. And I, the Lord God, will show my glory upon you, my child, and I will give you strength. And in the days ahead, people will see that you belong to me, that I walk with my child, and that you are going to overcome, saith God, all the wiles of the devil. Amen. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What a mighty word. Encouraging.
Brother Larry, Brother B, would you come and we take the offerings up, the tithes and offerings this morning, and let Sister Nancy of the Children's Church be released at this time. Thank you, Lord. Don't go far, Pastor Buck. We have another song to do.
I want to thank the Lord for our church. Everything that we own is paid for.
Yes.
And our help has come from the Lord.
Yes.
And I think it's a privilege to give. And I know that you can give. And I have no complaints about the giving of Glad Tidings Church. God has taken little and made much of it. And we don't expect you to do more than what God tells you to do. And I want to thank God for each and every one of you.
Amen.
For your faithfulness, for your giving, for your love. And God is building His church here.
Yes, He
Amen.
Is.
Amen. And you know, the better the foundation, the better the rest of the building will be, right?
Yes.
Right.
And so God is just, He's really pouring a good foundation
Amen.
Right here. And that foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. You want me to suppress the offering?
Yes.
You know what? I just believe that Brother Dean needs to bless this offering.
Heavenly Father, we come before you right now at this appointed time just to give back that portion of what you've blessed us and trusted us with. Lord, we give this to you joyfully, Lord, knowing that it will be used in the manner that you see fit to use it. We're so thankful for what you've done for us and what's still yet to come. We just praise you for it all now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That song about the saucer. Lord spoke to me and he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Even though we're going through a battle, you might say to yourself, how can I be of good cheer when I'm in so much pain and what's going on? Because you have to look further than the pain. You have to look to Jesus Christ, who already paid the debt, who already paid the price. And we have to go to Satan and quote the word back to him and say, I'm going on for Jesus because he gave his life for me. We have to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stand on the word.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Keep pressing on, church.
Amen.
Keep pressing on.
Amen.
Realize where your help comes from.
Right.
Our help. Praise the Lord.
But I came
So innocent, I can't have a secret place.
Amen. All day long.
Amen.
We need, right?
Amen.
Let's praise the common man in this house, around.
Amen.
I really, really need you, Jesus. I really, really want.
We are that joy. We are Jesus' joy. And knowing that should just make that joy in us bubble up and bubble over to others, huh? And they'll say, how come you're so full of joy? And we can say, Jesus put it there. Jesus loves me. I'm his joy. For the joy set before him, he went to the cross and paid the price for my sin, that I might be with him forever. He longs for us to be with him. He says, come, come, whoever will, come. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know what? That first song, The Secret Place, that Brother Vic chose, I had no idea he was going to play it or sing it. I'd never heard it before, actually. But you know who put it on his heart to sing that? The Spirit of God. That's right. The Spirit of God joins us as one, because what the Lord has on my heart is to talk about prayer. And prayer in the secret place right inside of us, in our hearts, right? We can talk to Jesus all day long if we want. Let's go to him right now and pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you made a way for us to come right into the Holy of Holies, into your presence, through your precious Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, that you're our best friend, that you care about everything that's going on in our lives, and you care about the world, Lord. You care about the lost. You are seeking the lost through all of us, Lord. Use us as lights. Fill us up today so that our cups will just overflow and people will want to know what we have. We can say we are full of Jesus. We are full of the joy of Jesus. We are full to overflowing. Don't you want to join us? In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
You know, I got to thinking about prayer, and I remember growing up in the church, there were lots of teachings about prayer, and there were certain, you had to, P stood for this, and R stood for that, and there was adoration, there was worship, there are all kinds of things we can talk about or say to our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. The only way we can pray and have our prayers heard is through that precious blood of Jesus, right? He made the way so that we can have an intimate conversation with God the Father. Hebrews 4:16 says this, and I think Pastor Buck already mentioned this. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You know, a lot of the songs we sing are all about praying and seeking God when we're in trouble. And some of us only pray or seek God when we are in trouble. But he wants us to talk to him all day long. You know, when Buck and I discovered that Jesus was going to put us together as man and wife, I wanted to talk to him all day long. I even called him on the telephone whenever I was awake, whether it was midnight or 3 a.m., and we might talk for hours because we were in love. Well, are you in love with Jesus? Are you in love with Jesus today? He wants us to talk to him all day long. He knows already what's on our hearts, but he wants us to commune with him, to have communication, so we can learn that he's there, that he's always there answering our prayers. If you look back in your life, I know you have times when you prayed and you sought for an answer from God, not sure where he was, or whether he could hear or not. And wow, he answered that prayer. I remember back when I wanted a little boy. And I went to God and prayed and asked him for a little boy. I was having trouble getting pregnant. And so I went to the Lord, and you know what? He said yes, and he sent me a little boy. And I dedicated that little boy to the Lord. That reminds me of Hannah. Doesn't it remind you of Hannah? Let's go to 1 Samuel 1. And I really, at that time, I wasn't sure that God would hear my prayer. I believed there was a God. But you know, I've been taught that he was far off there somewhere, and you couldn't really communicate with him. You just have to live your life the best you could, right? He was there somewhere. He created everything. You knew that, maybe. Some people don't even acknowledge that. But I did. I believed in God, and I went to church all the time. But I really didn't know him, and I didn't know that he knew me so intimately and that he loved me. Not till I was 33 did he open my eyes to the grandeur of a relationship with the creator of the universe,
yes.
God, who said, let there be. And he said, let there be Nikki one day. He said, let there be Buck. He said, let there be Tom. Let there be Juana. And here we are. But back to Hannah. Do you know the story of how she was so grieved that she didn't have a child? And her husband had two wives, her and Elkanah. And Elkanah made fun of her because Elkanah had produced many children. And Hannah had none. Even though her husband loved her best of all, she was barren. And so let's read what happened. She went to the temple with her family. And it says she rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, 1 Samuel 1:9, and after they had drunk. Now Eli, the priest, sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Have you ever cried like that before the Lord, wondering why, or, Lord, I want this so bad. I want my son back. I want a relationship back with my husband. I want a relationship back with my wife. There may have been many things you have grieved over and cried out to the Lord and just prayed in anguish, crying tears. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. He saw that she was praying. Her lips were moving, but nothing was coming out. She was praying silently from her heart to the Lord. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. Have you ever seen someone walking down the street and they're even talking out loud, and they may be praying to the Lord, but you think they're crazy, don't you? Because you can't hear what they're saying. You say, oh, he must be a nut talking out loud like that. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. She knew where to go, didn't she? That old song, where could I go but to the Lord? And as Pastor Buck said to you, Doretha, that your help, you know your help, comes from the Lord. She says to the priest, Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial or of Satan. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken there hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. What does that tell you? She believed God, didn't she? She believed that the priest was speaking for God, speaking his word, that he had heard her prayer and he would answer. And if you know the rest of the story, she gets pregnant, has a little boy, raises him up until he's old enough to be taken to the temple until he's weaned. And then she leaves him in the temple to grow up and serve the Lord. And then the Lord gives her many more daughters and sons after that. But my point is that God answers prayer. He hears when we are suffering and really groaning. And she went to him then, but I wonder, did she talk to him every minute of every day? Don't we realize that we can do that? That just as I said, Buck and I want to talk to each other all the time and communicate because we love each other. Jesus wants us to talk to him all day long. When you open your eyes, good morning, Lord. I wonder what you have in store today. You know, it doesn't have to be a formal prayer. You can be lying down. You could be sitting up. You can be in the bathroom. You can be fixing breakfast. You can get down on your knees. You can even lie down on your stomach, face down to the floor. However the Lord leads you to come before him in your secret place. All day long, while you're at work, while you're in the nursing home, you can be talking to the Lord about this one, about that one. Lord, what about that one? Is he saved? Lord, you put me here for a reason. Show me today what you'd have me to do. And then you see his answer. Isn't it marvelous? You know, we lose out when we don't take the privilege of prayer, of communication with the one who can do something about anything and everything, and we only go to him several times a day. I remember talking to one of my relatives and saying, please pray for us. And she said, I do, every Thursday at 3 o'clock. And I thought, well, that's great. I'm glad she does that. And some people have a prayer list and they go through the prayer list and that's good. You know, it's all good. But we're missing out on the best, talking to our Lord about everything. Another friend of mine said, oh, I know he's busy with other matters. This is a small thing. He's not going to be interested in that. He's not going to talk to me about that. Well, I'll tell you, I maybe have mentioned this before, when our cupboards were being remodeled by our son, Buck and I were ministering in a nursing home in Okeechobee. So I had no way to tell our son what I would like for knobs on the cabinets. And I said, Lord, you know, I like those enamel knobs with the roses on them. And I left it there. I didn't call our son. I could have done that. I just left it in his hands to do whatever he wanted. But you know, because the Lord loved me, he put it on my son's heart to go to Ace Hardware and pick out the enamel ones with the roses. Sometimes we miss God, don't we? He speaks to our hearts, but we go, oh, that couldn't be God. And we go our own way, and we miss out. But he shows us, doesn't he? And we learn, and we come back to the best way to talk to him about every single thing. Our brother Dean, who gets on the bus every morning, I know he prays before he takes off, because he wants safety, and he prays and asks the Lord that. And I don't know what else is on his heart, but it's a quiet time for him. He's told us that he likes that time to pray. But I bet he prays for each person that steps on his bus. I bet he prays whenever a situation comes up on his bus. I bet he talks to the Lord about a lot of things. I wonder if he talks to him all the time, though. I miss out. I know I do. I know there are times when I stop talking to him. But I remember a nursing home person I took out for ice cream because the Lord put it on my heart. I listened that time. I went, and she said, you know, I was praying and asking the Lord to take me out for ice cream, and here you showed up. And I told her that I listened. The Lord spoke to me, and I talked to him all the time, I told her. She said, I do too. I remember when I was driving through the countryside, and I'd say, Lord, we're going to top this hill now. Oh, Lord, look at how beautiful everything is. Just talk to him about everything. He wants our friendship. He wants to know that we love him. Do you ever say sometimes from your heart, Jesus, I love you? Or you might be saying it out loud, Jesus, I love you. You're just so full of joy. Why does God answer prayer? He wants us to know that he's there. He was showing me all those years back from when I was a little girl to the present. He wanted me to know that he was there, that he wanted a relationship with me. I can think of so many times when he answered prayer. Can't you? Isn't it wonderful? He wants to build our faith. Every time he answers a prayer, we say, oh, I prayed that, and look, he answered it. Sometimes I'll say, Lord, I'd love to go to Olive Garden, but I don't speak it out. I say, Lord, I'll let you lead my husband. And you know what? Jesus puts it on his heart, and he'll say, hey, would you like to go to Olive Garden? And I laugh inside and say, thanks, Jesus. I know you heard my prayer, and you just want to tickle me a little bit and say, I'm here. I listen to everything. I know more about you than you know about yourself. So he's building our faith, and we become stronger, and we are able to go to others and say, I know that I know he's going to answer. He may not say no, I mean, he may not say yes, he might say no, but he's going to answer. Watch how he answers. And John 16:24, Jesus said this. Go to John 16:24. He's talking to them about how he's going to be leaving, and he's going to send his Spirit. And he wants us to know that we can ask anything that is in his will, and he will do it. He says this, John 16:24, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. It doesn't just mean in thy name, Jesus, I ask for. It means because I know you, because I'm one with you, because we are joined together, I know I can ask this. He puts it on our hearts what to ask. My mother-in-law used to say, when I would say to her, will you pray for me? She would say, as the Spirit leads me, I will pray. How many times have people come to your mind to pray for them? Jesus put them there. He's joined you with him to be an avenue of prayer so that that person can be helped or reached or whatever it is. Jesus puts us on each other's hearts. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive. Why? That your joy may be full. When you see that God is answering your prayer, don't you just rejoice inside? Don't you just bubble up with, wow, God of the universe has spoken to me. This morning, as the Lord spoke to us through Pastor Buck, didn't that just fill you with joy and awe? And wonder at who God is and how much he loves us, that the creator of the universe would speak to us. We know that we are all sinners apart from Jesus. but by his blood, and because we believe, we are one with him, and we can be filled with his spirit every day and hear from him. He hears from us as we seek him, and then he answers. And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is another clue to why God answers prayer. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord. You probably have this memorized. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways. How many ways? The big ways? The hard ways?
All thy ways.
All of them. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Realize that he's there, that he's hearing, and he shall direct thy paths. I want my path directed by the Lord, don't you? When you look back, you see what a mess you made out of your path when you were leading your own life. There's a movie out called The Apostle, and he talks to Jesus all day long. He gets to an intersection, and he says, okay, Lord, which way? You want me to go to the left? I'll go to the left. You want me to go to the right? I'll go to the right. You want me to go straight ahead, Lord? I'll go straight ahead. And then he feels led, and off he goes. The Lord wants us to seek him about everything. And I ran across a verse that says in Proverbs 16:3. Doesn't Kara do a good job?
Yes.
Proverbs 16:3 says, commit thy works unto the Lord. Commit all of yourself to the Lord. Commit whatever you're doing to the Lord. And thy thoughts shall be established. I love this verse because I can stand on it as a promise. When I doubt or wonder, am I going the right way? Am I doing the right thing? I remember this and say, well, Lord, I surrendered my life to you. I've committed everything in my life to you. So whatever thoughts come into my mind are established by you. You are leading me. I knew that the Lord was leading me into marriage with Pastor Buck years ago. The Lord made it very clear to me as I sought him and surrendered to him. And so let's hang on to this verse and let's enjoy the privilege of prayer even more. To me, prayer is just communication with God. How many of you kept a diary when you were younger? And you wrote, Dear Diary, and you even kept a lock on it. You didn't want anybody to know, because those were your secret thoughts. Well, we can have our secret thoughts revealed to the Lord, because he has only good in mind for us. He loves us perfectly and unconditionally. So whatever we reveal to him, such as, Lord, I sinned against you, but it's the Spirit of God that even shows us our sin. But he wants us to come to him and say, dear Jesus, we have his Spirit to connect us. And you know what? As I said, he connects us with one another. This morning, Buck hopped out of bed, or got out of bed, and he was singing a song in his spirit. It was something the Spirit of God put in his heart. And he was paying attention to what the words were as he got up. And then I got up right behind him soon after, and I started singing the song out loud. It was the very same song. The church in the how's that go? In the wildwood. There's no spot lovelier. And I was singing that, and Buck said, hey, that's in my spirit. I'm singing that too. And the Lord even joins us as the body of Christ. You know, he wants us to be one. And Pastor Buck said, God is forming the foundation of Glad Tidings. And perhaps he's leading us, not perhaps, he's leading us into a unity, a oneness, to have God's heart, God's mind, to be about His work,
yes, yes,
in His time, in His way,
yes,
and to enjoy one another, to encourage one another, to build up the body of Christ, that we all may become stronger and stronger and stronger as we pray together, as we pray to the Lord and seek Him, and we'll have more and more to share, just as Sister Lena often shares what the Lord has revealed to her. And all of you, how the Lord has revealed things to you to build up the body by His Spirit. I remember another thing I was telling Buck this morning. I have a dear friend who grieved over her brother who was lost. And he was in the hospital dying of cancer, very close to the end, maybe a week, 2 weeks before he died. And she flew up to New Jersey, sat by his bed, told him the gospel story for maybe the umpteenth time. And she said, "Brother, don't you want to ask Jesus to forgive your sin and ask Him into your heart before it's too late?" And he didn't answer. And so she went into prayer. She sat by his bed and held his hand as his eyes were closed. She believed he was sound asleep, that he had gone to sleep. And she began praying and seeking Jesus' answer. And, "Lord, please save my brother." I don't know all that she prayed, but her brother, and she was praying from her heart, not out loud. And her brother opened his eyes and said, "Deb, that's the most beautiful prayer I've ever heard." By his Spirit, he revealed to Deb's brother what she was praying and joined them as one. Let's not lose out. Let's talk to Jesus every minute of every day. We can talk to our Heavenly Father. We can come boldly to the throne because Jesus' blood made the way, and He wants that intimate conversation with us every minute of every day. What a privilege. Why would we try to handle things on our own? Why would we go our own way with our own reasoning when Jesus has the best answer, the right answer, the good answer, the loving answer? We won't always understand. We may go through pain and suffering, but we can know our God and how much He loves us. Pastor Buck, would you come and close this out wherever the Lord leads you? I praise you and thank you, Jesus, that you're always there. You're so precious.
Father, I want to thank you for... I want to thank you for a godly wife, for the beautiful message you brought to us through her this morning. I always want to thank you for her. I want to thank you for my family here, the ones that we prayed for over and over and over. I thank you, God, that I can come to you on behalf of Sister Battles or Brother Dean or Brother Chris, Sister Kara, Earl, Brother Earl, Mike. I just thank you, God. And I pray right now that we'll continue to hear from you as you spoke to Sister Battles through me this morning. I know you love her and you see her suffering, and I know it bothers you, God. And I know that, Jesus, you want to come back and get us. I know you can't wait. Father, we pray that you would send the Lord back for us. Jesus set his feet on this earth and straightened it out. We love you, Lord. Bless my wife, Lord. Continue to use her. May she always be number one. You know, may she always make you number one in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. Brother Chris, thank you.
I don't know how many of you in here has prayed for Nikki and me, but I know that some of you have, maybe all of you have, but it's working. That's the main thing I want to say. I remember my mother's prayer back in the Blue Ridge Mountains. My sister Edie right here, the last one that's left, is in church today. But Mama used to pray for me. I'd wake up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember in the wintertime, the old pot-bellied wood coal stove be nice and warm. We always slept close to the stove. But Mama would wake me up praying for me. I'll never forget those words. Lord, let me live long enough to raise my little boy. Lord, protect him. I want to see him go to heaven. And she didn't pray at one time. As a little boy, I woke up all the time hearing her pray for me. I believe a mama's prayer is the most powerful prayer that there is on the face of this earth. A mother's love is next to God's love. Sister Carlene, you know what I'm talking about. But I want this church to know that Nikki and I pray for you. And don't, when you pray for something, don't just stop. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Pray for your church. Most of all, pray for those that are lost and on their way to hell. I pray for this man all the time, day and night. God, watch over him, keep him healthy. Let that love for nursing home ministry and his church grow. God, build a foundation in your presence, you and care of. And I'm not going to stop praying for you. And if God tells me to say something to you about something, I'll do it. I just want to take a minute to thank the Lord for each and every one of you. And I see your struggle in the homes. I see your struggle to come to church. I see your struggle to survive. And I pray for you all the time. Sister Babbage, you're always before me. Audrey, Juana, and Shirley. I believe we've got a good thing going when we pray to Jesus, don't God?
Yes.
And Nikki, not my wife Nikki, but Bobby and Honeybee's Nikki. I've been praying for you. I've been praying for you all the time. I've been praying for you. Nikki's watching over her mom and dad, swapping out with her sisters to respect and honor their parents. While Pastor Nikki was preaching. And God spoke to me and said, I want my son Vic to preach next Sunday. So I pray that you'll be here, Vic. Bring some message. I know God's got something special to him next Sunday. I don't have to be up here all the time. I'll be a servant. I want you to take this out of this church today. I want you to take something with you that you did not have when you come in. And that's more confidence that there's a God that wants you to come to him and talk about everything. If you've got a weakness, admit it to God and tell him you need help. Don't be ashamed. Yes. He knows what you're doing anyway. He knows what you and I are thinking. You're not going to get by with nothing. God sees and knows all. But it'd be so much better if you just come to him in prayer and say, look, God, I just need your help. I've got some things in my life. One of them was my temper, and I'm still praying about that. But I can tell you, this man right here can tell you, and Nikki and those that really are close to me know that I don't have the temper I used to have. And it's been only through prayer. God, I need your help. I don't want to blow my testimony. We are Christians. We're Christ-like. We're not supposed to be quick to anger. No, slow to anger, not quick.
Come on.
Amen.
And I've got some other things that simply none of your business that I'm asking God to help me with. And you have things you would tell me that you need help with. And that's what it should be. Because gossip gets started when you tell everybody what you're thinking. It's okay to ask people to pray about something if you don't have to go into detail. But, you know, amen. I know God has for us this coming Sunday, and with Brother Vic, and I'm excited about all of you being here, and I'm excited about Nikki, not my Nikki, but his Nikki. I'm excited about her. She's taking over her daddy's Bobcat and business and remodeled everything, and glad tidings going to give her the first job. Having some birds out here. So I'm proud of that.
Pray for those that couldn't be here today. Also, our sister Denise, Sister Carol, and her children and grandchildren, and Miss Carrie, who comes from Heartland Nursing Home. Maybe she'll be back with us next week. And Mark Wilson, who is a friend of Brother Larry, and those of you who have come to movie night have probably met Mark. Mark has a tumor near his esophagus, and so he's going through chemotherapy and radiation and having a little trouble right now. It's been bleeding. So he has asked all of us to be in prayer for him. So if I've missed anybody, the Lord will put them on your heart and lift them up in prayer, okay?
Amen. Well, today is the first Sunday of the month. And if there's anyone that would like to become a member of Glad Tidings that is not already a member, the bylaws say that the first Sunday of the month is the Sunday to do so. So, anybody in here, by show of hands, that is not a member and would like to become one, can you raise your hand now? Miss Edie? Okay. All right. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay. Well, if you look in your bulletin, I don't have one, but if you look in your bulletin, there is a list, I think it's about 7 qualifications showing what is required for you to become a member. And one of them will be meeting with Pastor Buck and Pastor Nikki.
Thank you, my love. Let's take a look here.
Must be born again of the Spirit. Must counsel with pastors first. Must be willing to financially support your church with your tithes and offerings. Must be regular in attendance. Your lifestyle must be that of the followers of Christ and must be above reproach. You must strive to keep unity in the church. You must bring problems or questions to the pastors. After approval of the pastors and all requirements are met, the church body must vote to receive you. There was 8. Anybody got any questions?
We'll vote next Sunday on
Tuesday. Absolutely. So Ms. Edie will meet with Pastors Buck and Nikki, and next Sunday the church body will vote to receive her in. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, all right. Anything else, Pastor Buck?
Why don't you dismiss us in prayer?
Amen. All right. Dear precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the service we've had today. We thank you for your praise and worship that we was able just to draw nearer to you. We thank you for wonderful message by Pastor Nikki. And we just pray now you go with us throughout this week. Keep us, Father. Help us as we go to our jobs and our way of life this week, that you'll bring us back here Wednesday night safely, Father God, so we can receive more of you. And we thank you, praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all have a good week. We'll see you Wednesday, if not next Sunday. We love you.